I'm Tamara.
And I'm Rel.
Welcome to Fearful Friends Podcast.
We forgot to introduce ourselves.
So, happy Friday.
It is Friday. Friday it is.
Thank God.
For those of you who don't work in the retail industry, you may have the weekend off. Congratulations. You rock.
Right.
But for us...
I have Sunday off.
I also have Sunday off.
I have half a day on Saturday.
I have a long day tomorrow. But it's a truck day. Whatever. We've been slow. How have you guys been busyness-wise?
Busy then slow.
What?
Busy and slow, I meant. It just spurts.
Oh.
Like, weirdly slow for hours, and then, like, everyone's just like, how come you guys don't have enough help here?
We're like, out of season.
Christ. It's upon Nobody us. Was here for 3 hours.
Yeah. It's just like when we worked at the store. They all come rushing up to the front at the same time, and they think they see a whole line of people. They need to get in that line. People are plebes. Is that a word? Plebes?
Plebs? Plebes? I don't know.
Plebes? I don't know. Probably offending someone.
So I'm still trying to get a dog.
How's that going?
It's harder than I thought it would be.
Where are you going through?
Humane Society, mostly.
Why is it so hard? Well, it's just because they don't have a beagle?
No, because I really don't care what kind of dog it is, but Rich really wants a beagle, but at the same time, he just doesn't even care. Like, about what dog we get.
Then just come home with a dog. That's how all fights are won. Just come home with one.
Right. I will. I mean, last weekend I went to the Humane Society and I found this, like, really sweet dog. And I showed him and I was telling him, like, they'll let you bring the dog home for 2 weeks. It's like...
trial.
Yeah. And he's
if
like,
if it well, doesn't fit, you can return it.
Basically. He's like, well, why didn't you do that? And I was like, I didn't know that was an option. I could just bring a dog home?
I mean, you have to prepare first, I think. Make sure it has a place to sleep. Because you guys didn't keep any of Callie's stuff, right?
No.
So you have to refurnish with food.
They give you the food for the 2 weeks.
Oh.
And they do, like, anything medical. I mean, you have to bring the dog in for any, like, appointments it would have, but... They handle all that for the 2 weeks. Is that thunder? That was a long thunder.
It's in my headphones.
Okay.
Do you think it caught thunder only in our mics? No. I didn't hear it with my real ears.
With your real ears?
These are my fake ears.
So... I don't know. Might go back this weekend. Also, I was looking at this beagle rescue and they had two puppies and I'm at work and I'm calling Rich. I'm like, oh my God.
I will end you if you get a fucking puppy.
I'm like, call them right now. See if they're still available. And he's like, where are they? I'm like, in Miami. He's like, I'm not driving to fucking Miami. And I'm like, please just call them. Tell them to hold the dogs. I want them. And
dogs?
Well, just one of them.
I was like, did we just go from one to two?
He's like, I don't know why you're in such a rush to get a dog. If you want a dog, just bring it home. He's so sick of my shit. He's so sick of it.
Well, I don't understand. I thought he wanted a dog. Why is he acting like a little bitch about
he
it?
Does he want a dog, but he, in his words, is not in a rush to get a dog. Like, he's like, I don't know why you're in such a rush. And I'm like,
does he think that one is just gonna land on his lap?
Kind of.
Yeah, when you bring one home.
Yeah, right. But also, he won't go with me to the shelter because he's such a dog lover that he...
Oh, does he get sad?
Yes.
And oh, I'm like, it's not... That's why they exist, is so that you get sad
but
when you
not,
go there.
It's not even like that. I'm like, you walk in there, it's loud, the dogs are rambunctious. It's not sad. Yes. He thinks he's going to walk in there and
he's
like...
He's never even been to one?
I don't know. But he won't go because it's too sad for him. He thinks In the Arms of the Angel is going to be playing and the dogs are going to be like cowering in the corner of their pen, like shaking. And like, it's just not like that at all. They're fun. They get treats. They go out and play with all the staff.
They just want to chill.
Like,
they just want to say hi.
Yeah.
Like, they don't get a lot of one-on-one time with people. So when people do come by, they're just like, oh my God, they're so excited.
Yeah. But so
exactly.
So he won't go with me, which is why I didn't bring a dog home last weekend, because I just don't want to, like, go and make a decision.
It needs to be a family decision. Yeah, you know, you should bring Emily with you.
I did bring her with me.
Oop, edit that out. My apologies.
You can say her name. It's fine.
Oh, cool. Don't edit that out then.
Yeah, I did bring her with me, and she loved it. She's going to come back with me this weekend. I just wish
she would go. Did she, like, lean towards anything, or was she just like, we'll keep shopping, Mom?
Yeah, she definitely did.
She's like, what do you think about a cat?
Any sweet or quiet dog, she
good luck
really likes. And
Norm Murphy?
No.
Wow.
I like big dogs. Bigger dogs.
Oh, that's fair. Please don't get a puppy.
No.
I'll ruin your fucking life.
I can't. I know. No.
Lulu is just now starting to calm down. And you saw how she greeted you. Just now is starting to sit on my lap for 2 minutes, and then she gets up and goes fucks off again.
I know. I had to talk myself down from it, because having a beagle puppy was so
howling
crazy.
The humping of the shoes.
Not even that, like the 2 hours of zoomies per night, the biting.
I love the zoomies.
She would just do this like yapping for
she's
like
learning her
an
voice.
Hour.
Hold on, I gotta hit the right note. Hold on.
There it is.
They have to find their voice. Sometimes it takes a while.
She would run away too.
Yeah.
She... Anytime we opened a door, she was escaped through the neighborhood, and we'd be running through our neighbor's backyard.
You caught her every time. I can't believe you caught her every time. Because it happened several times.
Yeah.
Like, a lot.
So I definitely don't want a puppy.
No. Or just put some gates on your door, like what I have. Oh, there's some on Amazon that I keep seeing where it, like, attaches to your door. And when you open the door, the gate automatically pulls. Does that make sense?
Yes, I've seen
it's
them.
It's like an accordion thing.
Yeah.
The dogs cannot get out.
However, when you go to leave...
Then you have to fumble with
you have accordion. To move it, and then the dog knows, and then that's when they go, when you go to leave out the door.
That's true. There's no winning. What I do, put a cage in your kitchen?
I would
don't
be met, able...
You know, don't worry about the feng shui of your home at all.
I know. I would be able to put just a gate in our kitchen, just have the dog in the kitchen, but I think we might crate train... I don't know. It really all depends on whatever happens with the dog, like their temperament. Like
I
with
definitely
Callie,
do crate at night, but I don't know about crate while you're gone during the day, unless you can like guarantee someone's going to be there within like a couple hours.
Like with Callie, we ended up having to put her in the crate when we were gone because she just wanted to get into things and eat things and chew and make herself sick. And she was fine in the crate, but I also...
Didn't she, like, eat her bed, though?
Yeah, I mean, she ate everything. She ate, like, 4 pairs of headphones, my glasses.
You had to take her to the vet one time because she ate sand and dirt.
Yeah, and chicken rocks. Poop, like, everything.
Go on. Sorry.
I leave the house at, like, 8 o'clock in the morning. I come home on my lunch break around 11 to 12, and then Rich is home at 2 or 3. Like, the dog wouldn't be locked up hours. But
who knows how long you're going to be working close to home.
I'm not looking for another job. Unless it's a stay-at-home job.
I was like, why?
Unless it's a stay-at-home.
That's fair.
Yeah. Work from home. Is that what it's called? Yeah, I
work remotely.
Yeah. I'll turn my closet into my little office.
What a dream.
Yeah. So, you know what Em said to me? She asked me if I could dye her hair black.
Everybody's getting into the Wednesday thing. My niece. is the same exact way.
All 6-year-olds are really going through their goth phase.
I think she's literally like 4. And my brother sent me a video of her the other day, and she had the dress, the exact same dress. Mm-hmm. And she was doing that weird dance. I've never even seen the movie, but she's doing that weird dance. And I'm like, oh, cool. Like, you know, cute little fan. And he's just like, oh, you know, I thought this was like her Halloween costume idea, but she just wants to go to school in this every day. And I'm like, that's fine.
And wants to wear it every day.
Don't let her dye her hair, though.
No.
She's got beautiful locks.
I wouldn't, but she was kind of trying to, like, okay, well, how would I do it, Mom?
And I'm like, oh, she's going to be one of those girls. You won't let her dye her hair, so one day she's going to permanent marker her hair black like I did when I was in school.
Don't ever give her that idea, because she would.
She's going to find it on her own, baby. I know. Just like I did. I used to do permanent blue and red streaks in my hair. Well, not permanent marker. Smell like shit. And you know, I don't even know how I still have hair on my head. I would like do the streaks of hair, and then I thought, well, people put heat on their hair to make the color stay in. So I would hair straighten the color in, thinking that it was going to last longer. I'm 100% sure I've given myself cancer. Like, from the fumes.
Yeah. No, she's like, well, can you please just dye my hair for summer? I'm like, no.
Why don't you get that, like, cute spray paint? You could brush it out.
We could do that. I would even do, like,
a
washout color, but they don't have, like, washout black that it's really going to look right.
Yeah.
And she was like, well, you dye your hair, Mom. And I was like, yeah, well, that's for older people.
When was the last time you even dyed your hair?
I know. But she has to point that out. Yeah. She's like, well, you do it. And I'm like, that's for, you know, when you get older and you have some gray hairs, it covers it up. And she goes, oh, well, it's not working.
I am enraged. She's done. Throw her in the garbage.
She's just the first to call me out, no matter what. It's not working. Yeah, well, thanks.
She's not even in her bitchy teenage years yet.
She has been in her bitchy teenage years since the day she was born.
She's fucking 6. I'm like, she's supposed to be like picking her nose and shit.
She's doing that too.
I was like, call her out for that.
So, how's work been?
Fine, I guess. I'm like really checked out for some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're getting like slower. My trucks are getting smaller. I don't have to be there as often. So I'm not like rushing around trying to like, you know, get out before I get overtime, lest my boss reprimand me. Mm-hmm. But no, I've just been like, whatever. It's finally time for us to like take a chill pill, relax, reset.
That's good.
Because, you know, like, just doesn't last very long. You think it's gonna last longer with like hurricane season, but then fucking October, November roll around and we're back in it. 5 mm-hmm. pallet trucks all over again, and then the holidays never end. And
it's been slower at work, but we still have the same goals, and it's just, you know, why aren't you hitting your goals? Why aren't you doing all that bullshit?
Do they not understand?
They don't care.
Well, like,
they understand.
Like, with my company, like, the headquarters is in a state that, I mean, like, it's like Arizona or something. And I'm sure that they do have some form of season, but it's not like season here. Mm-hmm. Like, we're a very seasonal area. And they just don't really get it. So they don't change our forecasts either. So I'm assuming it's probably the same with you.
Yeah. Yeah,
they're just like, you should be like this all year round.
Right.
But we're literally losing like half of our like quote unquote residents.
Yeah. Oh, well, who cares? I'm just sitting, listen to the conference calls. Uh-huh. Okay. All their dumb buzzwords.
Buzz, buzz, buzz.
I had to go to a networking event last night.
Oh, yeah. How'd that go?
It's horrible. No, I'm just, it did was not horrible. Did you meet
people?
No.
Oh.
We just, everyone, like, stood in, like, cliques of, like, people they know. It was kind of stupid. I mean, like, you know, I was nice and talked, like, the head of our region was there, and, like, then the CEO of our region, like, so we had to talk to all them and be like,
yeah. I hate it.
Yeah.
Corporate bullshit.
Yeah. And they didn't have any alcohol at all. Like, I was expecting, like, why can't we have champagne or something? It's after work.
Or even, like, a light beer. Like
7 o'clock on a Thursday. You can't have it, like.
Was it like, was there food there?
Yeah, they got CR chicks.
Yeah. They do have good pasta.
They did. It was just chicken and salad and freaking lemonade and sweet tea. Ugh. Are you kidding me?
I mean, I get it. They don't want it to get rowdy, but.
But we're adults.
You're giving some adults lemonade to get rowdy. Yes. It's what I got on Memorial Day when my parents decide to make it a dry event.
Do we have a problem? No. Okay.
With cool. Who?
Thank you. Drinking? No? Okay. What? I was very upset that there weren't drinks.
No, we don't have a problem. We are adults. Okay, there you. Should be the option there. If you can't hang, then stay home. Sorry. Why do I sound so northern?
Sorry. It's the Michigan in ya.
Yeah. So what story do you have for me today?
I have... It's not a story.
Legend.
No.
You
won't guess it. It's like... It's... I don't even know what to call it.
Foobar.
Yeah. How did
you... Oh my god, a foobar?
I don't know what that is.
I don't know either. Okay. You should Google it.
Okay.
I'm not gonna...
No. I have... I'm just gonna talk about sleep paralysis.
Ew. That's horrifying. It really scares
ew,
me
because I'm scared.
I haven't personally had it, but like, just like when I was a kid, there was this one time, but I don't think it was sleep paralysis. I think I was like, I think I just like had an out of body experience or something, but like I was sleeping in my bed and I remember I went to go get up and move my arm and I swear to fucking God, I saw my spirit, like the ghost of my arm lift up, but like my flesh arm stayed down and I was like, like wiggling it around. And then I put my arm back down into my flesh arm and then I woke up and I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's sleep paralysis.
I don't think so either.
I think I just saw a ghost of myself.
No, in my like research of this, there are some stories that people, I don't know, they almost lump them together.
Mm-hmm.
Out of body experiences from when you're sleeping.
Do you have sleep paralysis?
I have one time.
Yeah. Did you see the black figure?
No.
Oh.
Thank God.
Well, good. I'm glad I put that in your mind. So, next time you will.
No, never again.
Babadook.
So I'm gonna start with some stories. These were submitted to BuzzFeed's Facebook. So the BuzzFeed link
has a Facebook.
Apparently, I know, right? The link will be attached in the show notes along with all the other references. So this first story is from Ting Diu. That's a first and last name.
Okay.
Yep. It happens every time I fall asleep on my back. I wake up and I can't tell if my eyes are open or shut because I can see my whole room. A dark presence is lurking on top of my wardrobe, and as soon as I notice it, I try and scream, but I can't scream. I can't move. The darkness slithers down the side of my wardrobe, across the floor, and looms over the end of my bed. Then it creeps all over me, trying to invade every orifice.
Ugh, every orifice.
Don't make it dirty.
What else? Know, oh, is I it know. Going in its nostril? Why would they say that if they didn't want me to think that?
I feel an immense pressure, like it has pinned me down and is pushing its way into my ears,
I'm stressed.
Eyes, and mouth.
Ugh.
The darkness then screams a terrible screech into my face, and I try to scream back until eventually I manage to jerk my head and everything disappears, and I'm alone in the darkness. It is the most terrifying experience. Yeah.
Okay. I have questions.
I have more stories.
Oh, okay.
Remember your questions.
This is just specifically okay. pertaining to this woman.
Okay.
Or man.
I don't have any other information than what you
okay. have. I'm not going to remember this question. I'm just going to say it right now. I wonder if in she's past, they had some sort of sexual trauma. Because that's a wicked fucking nightmare.
Yeah. There's definitely a connection between trauma and sleep paralysis being the cause for some people.
Ugh.
Yeah.
You just have to like relive it over and over and over again. Yeah. On your back. Oh, that's my favorite sleeping position.
Don't do that. Change that right away.
I get my hands fall asleep because I'm too heavy when I sleep on my arms.
My arms always fall asleep. I hate that.
I have carpal tunnel.
I just thought it.
Ow!
It's because I was fat and I'm blocking up all the blood circulation.
I like sleep like this and I'm like, my arm can't breathe just like I can't breathe.
The next story is from Richard Prescott. The first time it happened to me was when I went for a nap during the day. I was lying on my side, facing away from my door, when I woke up to the sound
mistake.
Of my... Right? Why would you ever do that? That is terrifying. I woke up to the sound of my door closing. I tried to turn around to see who came into my room, but I couldn't move.
Oh, it was his bedroom.
Yeah.
That's why he fell asleep facing away from
still.
The door. I thought he was, like, in the living room.
Still, I would never.
I have to sleep closest to the door, because my husband won't.
So do I.
I am the protector of this family. So you better bet your ass I'm going to sleep away from the door.
I have to. Well, I guess
you know
the door's at my
Kill
feet.
Us.
So.
Yeah, same.
Okay, let's see. Think,
yeah. I'm sorry I made you lose your place. I'll stop interrupting.
Reading is really hard for me. I tried to turn around to see who came into my room, but I couldn't move. My eyes were wide with terror. I could see everything in my room. I heard this thing walk around my room, then it sat on my bed, and I could feel the bed dip from its weight.
It's a cat.
It then shuffled toward me, and it...
Fat cat.
It waddled toward me.
We're not making fun of you, Richard.
Making fun of your cat.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
This next line.
Is it a cat?
No.
Oh.
It then shuffled toward me, and it felt like it began to spoon me.
Oh.
It was extremely tall.
Did he not like it?
I'm going to go with no. I was trying to move so hard, but was just lying still. The thing started to breathe on my neck and tickling
like
my back.
Oh.
It then stood up and left after a few minutes. This was the most terrifying thing that has ever happened to me.
Did he see a figure?
No, because...
So then how does he know it stood up?
Maybe.
And how does he know it was tall?
He could feel it on his body.
Is he tall? I have questions, Richard.
Okay. The next story is from Lola.
Lola, Lola Monter. It's a song.
Okay.
Sorry.
My worst experience with sleep paralysis was after I had been up all night doing an essay. When I finished, I immediately dozed off. The next thing I knew, I thought I had completely woken up, except there was a shadow demon looming over the end of my bed. It didn't have a face, but I could feel it staring at me, and it felt like pure evil. I tried with my whole body to scream, but nothing came out, which only made me panic more. I felt like the demon was about to attack me. Then his head twitched to the side, and He pounced on my chest.
I don't like the twitch.
Sort of thrashing at me. It felt like it was suffocating me. That scared me. I don't think I read this whole story.
Good job.
I was alone and scared. I tried to close my eyes again and put all my energy into trying to wake up and move my body. The whole time with the demon hallucination still attacking me. When I was finally fully awake, I lay in bed for about half an hour shaking and next to tears. It was probably the scariest thing I've ever experienced. I thought it was just a really vivid nightmare until a few months later when I first read about sleep paralysis.
That is such a
Why is it always like a demon thing in the corner? I don't know, but that scared me. Maybe
it's just a demon.
Yeah. Next story is from Sophie.
Judging you, Sophie.
I like that name. Sophie. It's cute.
I knew someone in high school named Sophie, and she was a dick.
I knew someone in
also
middle school named Sophie.
I didn't say that.
One time, we had a teacher together, and one time, it was like a language arts teacher. The teacher goes, Tamara, I can tell that your mom works. And Sophie, I can tell that your mom stays home.
I was like, I think you should hate the fucking teacher, yeah. Not Sophie.
No. Sophie and I were very good friends. Like, she was a little friend group. I didn't hate her, but now every time I think of her, that's what I think of. Hate that fucking teacher.
What a bitch.
Yeah.
On hell.
But why would you ever feel the need to say that to a seventh grader?
To anyone.
Yeah.
That's so mean. Way to call him out.
Yeah.
Some people should not have their jobs.
Yeah. Never meet a man. Okay. So Sophie says, the first time it happened, I remember waking and an enormous pressure bearing down on me and a loud, almost deafening buzzing sound in my ears. I felt threatened, as though some malevolent, demonic presence was hovering above me, trying to possess me, trying to force itself into my body, and I was unable to fight it off. I can remember trying to speak, to tell it to go away, to leave me alone, and that I wouldn't let it have me. Eventually, the sound in my ears faded away and the pressure eased, and I was able to move again. At the time, I didn't really know what sleep paralysis was. It wasn't until I'd stumbled upon an article about it that I realized what I was suffering from. Although I now know that I'm not actually being attacked by some demonic force, it's still absolutely terrifying when you're stuck in the moment and unable to do anything except wait for it to end.
I wonder if all these people who are saying it's like a demonic, like it's a demon, blah, blah, blah. Like, are they already religious, or is that, like, just how they can describe it?
Yeah, I feel like...
like, there's no other words to describe what you're seeing. Or is it just the fear of God put into them that they see it and they just immediately think it's a demon?
I feel like you have that impending doom feeling, and that's really the only way to, like, articulate it, you know? As
Elena would say. A diamond.
Yes. Those were scary.
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. I don't like that.
It freaks
me out. I'm
glad
I haven't experienced that, but you know, we are getting older and like, you know, more tension. More stresses.
More tension.
More stresses are well, it's from like fucking stress and stuff. It's a lot of it is just from like, you know, normal everyday things that just like build up, and this is your body's way of clearing it out or something. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. Don't listen to me. I don't know what I'm doing.
Okay. According to Ariel, no. According to the internet, no.
the ultimate the knower of all information.
According to WebMD, yes.
I don't know. That's like the Wikipedia of medical information too, isn't it?
I like Wikipedia.
I also like Wikipedia.
According to WebMD, sleep paralysis is the feeling of being conscious but unable to move. This occurs when a person passes between stages of wakefulness and sleep. Some people may also feel a pressure or a sense of choking. They state
that as she chokes.
No, I'm burping, actually. They state that sleep paralysis is rarely linked to deep underlying psychiatric problems, but in most cases I read about, the person experiencing it had stated that the paralysis they experienced was during a stressful time in their life. So,
word, I was right. Yeah. In a way.
So, yeah, WebMD says it's not linked to deep underlying psychiatric problems. So, I don't know. Now, I don't know if I believe that.
If you can't shake yourself out of the demon raping you,
that's something else.
That's probably a real
That's
demon.
A succubus. Yeah.
Oh, succubus.
Yeah.
As a woman, though.
An incubus.
Incubus is a man's, I think. Wow. Yes. Ooh. Story idea.
Yeah. Yes. Almost every culture throughout time has had stories of evil creatures that terrify helpless humans as they sleep. Remember I touched on this in the Boo Hag, or what did you call it? The Boo Rag?
Boo Rag.
Boo Rag. That episode. I think that that's where that's came from, is sleep paralysis.
So,
yeah. Researchers have not pinpointed the exact cause of sleep paralysis, but they believe it's linked to a disturbance during a sleep cycle due to most cases occurring when people are falling into or coming out of REM sleep. Your magnificent brain paralyzes your muscles during REM sleep to keep you from acting out your dreams and remain asleep. When this cycle is disturbed, it's believed that the person is half asleep, half awake, and is stuck, unable to move.
You know what's crazy is like sleep paralysis, and then you have like sleepwalking. It's like
the brain is opposite.
God, I'm so fucking dumb. I'm like, that's crazy, right, man? Whoa.
I thought it was cool.
I'm like, wow.
It's like your conscious brain switches on, but your body doesn't know to stop.
Ew.
Paralyzing you, I guess.
I'm the paralyzer. I don't want to get sued.
I don't even know what song that is, so I think you're fine.
It's a song, I think. Pretty sure it's a song. I didn't make it up. I'm a songwriter.
So this, it sounds horrible because it gives me this horrible feeling of like,
when you drink not your father's root beer, you get that feeling in your chest, the tightness.
No. That was so specific.
Do you remember that? You have no idea what I'm talking about.
I know. The last time Henry's I ever drank that with you.
Was with me.
Like years ago. In
the Winn-Dixie parking lot.
Really? I remember.
When the store closed.
Drinking it in like our first. Really?
Yes. That's we drank we it drinking? In the parking lot. We had like a couple. And we were both like, this is going to make us feel like shit.
I don't remember that.
And I did feel like shit.
I just remember being really sad. Anyway, no, the feeling I'm talking about is like, what's it called when you're like stuck in a small space?
And claustrophobia. You're,
thank you. That's what it feels like to me. Yeah, but maybe it's
you're
just
trapped
like,
in your own body.
Yeah, out of control.
And you can't wiggle out.
And like, you don't know the way to get out. You can't escape. What if it goes on forever?
That's scary.
And that's why I'm so afraid of doing lucid dreaming.
Have you tried?
No, I won't, because I'm so afraid of being stuck in this dream. And like, how do you get out of this world? Like, when does it end? You're not in control. It's so scary to me.
Set an alarm.
But still.
For someone who's next to you, and then we'll just shake you.
What if the dream world timeline and my sleep timeline don't match up in like the universe, and I'm stuck in this dream world forever just waiting for my alarm to go off in another parallel universe that's on a different timeline. I don't know. It's terrifying. I'm not going to do lucid dreaming.
Wow.
No?
I've never thought of that.
It just, like, scares me. Like, you don't know when you're going to wake up because, like...
But I think, like, before you go into it, like, if you have, like, the proper training or whatever, or if you've read the right books or whatever, there's ways of, like, snapping you out of it. You know how, like, when you use a menstrual cup and you're like, is it going to get lost inside my body? And then everybody's just like, no. See, look, there's nowhere for it to go. That's what you need, like, a lucid, like, trainer for.
I think it's just not for me.
Did it's that analogy me. Make sense?
No.
Metaphor?
No, it was beautiful, though.
Thank you.
It was
painted. There's nowhere picture. For it to go. You're not going to get lost in the dream. We're going to be able to pluck you right out. All we have to do is loosen up the suction.
No, I still, it's just like that claustrophobic feeling, like just not in control. I have to be in control.
Yeah, that's scary.
Yeah.
What do you even do in a lucid dream? I mean, I guess you could do whatever you want.
Just fuck around with people?
What would I do in a lucid dream? It's probably not a good idea.
I'd probably just go shopping.
Oh, wow. That's such an innocent. I would run people off the road.
Ooh.
I would just, like, people with Go Brandon stickers on their car.
Punch clients at work.
Just, yeah. Yes.
Trip the annoying people.
Yes.
Curb stomp the Karens.
Yell it. Never mind. I'm not going to say the one that I was going to say. That's so offensive.
I don't know where we're going with this, but...
The end. We don't want to get in trouble.
Oh, lucid dreaming.
Yeah.
We're dreaming. We can't get in trouble.
I can get in trouble for what I say right now.
Oh, okay. It's being recorded. Yeah. No.
Yeah. Let's just say I do want to knock some people over.
They're bad people, you know?
They poop out their skirts. But they can't help it. But I still want to knock them over.
Yeah, if you have to clean any adult's poop up, then you do want to hit them.
Healthcare workers.
Many people who have narcolepsy also experience sleep paralysis.
But they're like asleep.
Yeah, which goes back to when I read WebMD said people that have like major...
They don't have serious problems.
Yeah. So...
Narcolepsy fucking scares me. Yeah. Slightly more than sleep paralysis. Because, like, my God, you could be cooking. You could be making french fries in a deep fryer and fall asleep.
In high school, there was a teacher that had narcolepsy and he would just fall asleep in the middle of class. And everyone left.
See, I feel like there are certain jobs where you cannot have narcolepsy. Like, kids could be having sex on tables. Doing drugs, shooting up in the back room. Like, what?
They probably did. I never had him, but...
Was it high school?
Yes, in high school.
That's even worse.
You went to my high school. Mr. Brown, was he a teacher there? It's like a history teacher.
I don't know. Even if I did have him as one of my teachers, I don't remember any of my teachers' names. I think my English teacher's name started with a G. It was a lady. I quite enjoyed Macbeth.
You're boring. Back to sleep paralysis. God,
scared me.
Wake up.
The narcolepsy. That's what got us on this topic. Sarky. Sarky? Sarcolepsy.
Okay. Other causes are stress and altered sleep cycles, like when you're working different hours or up all night studying, or stressed and not getting sleep like you normally would. Studies have also linked social anxiety and panic disorders to sleep paralysis. So everybody can get it, basically. That's just everybody.
It truly.
Because of how scary it can feel, many cultures have linked it to the supernatural. After all the stories I've read about how negative the experience is, it's obviously got to be linked to the supernatural. Like, that would be just your first thought.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, when you don't know any better.
Yeah. If you don't know what it is, you're going to assume it's a ghost or a demon.
Yeah. People also experience a feeling of being dragged out of bed or flying around the room. Which is like the out-of-body experience.
My ghost arm.
Yeah. Some people also have a pressure on their chest and difficulty breathing. There are two categories of sleep paralysis that I'm going to try to pronounce.
I believe in you.
Hypnagogic. And hypnopomic. Hypnagogic, hypnopomic. Okay.
Hypnagogic? Gogic?
I could have looked up how to pronounce
you
that.
You definitely could have.
But I didn't.
This is funner.
Yeah. In hypnagogic sleep paralysis.
Sounds like a different language. Like Swedish or something. Hypnagogic.
Yeah, it's funner this way. Hypnagogic sleep paralysis occurs when you become aware.
She lost her place. Or she became aware of something.
I'm aware. Hold on, this sentence does not make sense. Hypnagogic sleep paralysis occurs when you become aware, or how I think of it is slip into conscience while you're falling asleep rather than your unconscious. If that makes sense. I tried to make it make sense.
Hold on. I think it makes sense.
Or just like you stay conscious.
Conscious.
Gosh, that's a hard word.
That is a hard word.
Anyway.
I was like, what are you trying to say?
Anyway, you're unable to move when you're falling asleep. Hypnopomic.
Is after you're already asleep.
Uh-huh. It's when you become aware during a REM cycle and cannot move.
That's like the best time to sleep.
Yeah.
And then your body fucks you over.
It terrifies me. That's I'm like,
now you're doing all this research. Now you're gonna have a sleep paralysis thing.
No, I'll call you in the middle of the night if it happens.
Ooh, fun. I might not answer.
I like that reaction. Ooh. You would answer. You would panic if you saw me calling you at 4 o'clock in the morning.
If I heard my phone. When I'm in my REM cycle, I'm a very deep sleeper, apparently.
Really?
I mean, I would like to think I would wake up from... Well, I wake up from my alarm, so how is my phone ringer any different than an alarm? I would wake up. I don't hear texts and stuff when I'm asleep, but I would probably wake up from a ring.
Yeah. I've become a very light sleeper. I hate it.
I'm like light when it comes to anything else. Like, when Murphy sniffles in the middle of the night, I like immediately shoot up out of bed and like shine a flashlight in his bed to make sure he hasn't thrown up.
You'll be a great mom.
I'm good.
Can you be my mom?
Oh, I'll adopt you.
Good. I don't want to make dinner anymore, so.
I also don't want to make dinner.
Dang it.
But I made breakfast for the next 4 days for myself.
Ooh, what is it?
Egg casserole.
Oh, good. I won't tell you my story.
Do you want to know all the things I put in it that I'm trying to get rid of out of my freezer?
Yes.
All right. So I got 5 cartons of eggs from from where I work for like 99 cents a piece. And then I have spinach, parsley, onion, asparagus, broccoli, red pepper, and spicy sausage, all that were in my freezer, all thrown into this casserole.
How do you remember all that?
Because I just made it before you came over.
Oh, okay.
You didn't smell it in the air?
I don't know what I smell.
Well, it smelled delicious. I didn't eat it, but...
Last time I meal prepped my breakfast, I gave myself food poisoning, so...
What did you make?
Egg casserole.
Well, now I'm scared because I literally use like everything is frozen, out of date, close dated.
I'm sure you'll be fine.
I just don't care. Dates on products are just lies. If it smells fine, you're safe.
Exactly. Yep.
Except for Tamara's case when she got food poisoning.
Yeah, I think like maybe one thing was just bad and now like
maybe it was from like a veggie. Maybe you didn't wash it. I didn't wash any of my veggies actually.
I can't even remember what I put in it, so.
Oh, good. Fine. Yep. Oh, and spinach. Did I say spinach?
Yes. You said seven ingredients. I counted for you. So I was just really proud of you for remembering all those things.
Thank you.
I can't remember anything. Okay.
I can't remember my teachers from high school.
They were trash.
Burn.
Seriously, like I've never been picked on as badly as teachers fucking picked on me.
I mean, I like don't even remember. I remember some of their faces, but like there was one teacher that I specifically remember because she was fucking rad. I also don't remember her name though. But she taught like cultural studies, so like the Holocaust and like genocides and stuff like that. And she was like awesome. She really taught me like how to care. She was a very caring person. I've never felt so emotional in a class.
I remember my sign language teacher.
Who that? Don't remember their name, do you? Thank you.
It started with a B.
Mrs. Bamf.
No, I don't know. I love that class, though.
Yeah, because nobody's talking in it.
You're right.
It's so bad.
I didn't have to talk to people. Oh my god, you just figured out my life.
I also didn't have to talk to people in my fucking Italian class because I just slept through it.
All right, blow your nose.
I'm not blowing. Swiping. When I went out there to use the bathroom, didn't have a sniffly nose at all. I come into this room gushing.
It's me.
It's this nasty, dusty room. It's because it's not on my dusting calendar. I dust the rest of the house once a week. Not in here. Too many knickknacks.
Wow. You dust your house once a week?
Wednesdays, I manically clean. It's the only thing that makes me feel grounded. It's why I can't get any of my notes done.
Wow. Wow.
We have tangented. Is that a word? It is now.
It's a word.
I apologize. Find your place that
I got it.
Good. Sorry.
Ready?
Go. Okay.
It's thought that 4 out of 10 people may experience sleep paralysis at least once in their lifetime, and it has also been known to run in families. Delightful.
Hold on now. Just kidding. I mean, I was doing math in my head, but I got it.
You need
4 out of 10 people, which means 2 out of 5 fractions.
4 out of 10, 2 out of 5.
I feel like they could have just said that.
It's not.
So in this household, 2 people have sleep paralysis.
In what household are you referring to?
In this household.
You and Matthew?
I'm counting the dogs.
And the dogs. Okay. Yes, we got it.
Me, you, Matt, Murphy, and Lulu.
Your math still isn't mathing, by the way.
And I bet Murphy has sleep paralysis.
Okay. Your math still didn't math right.
2 out of 5. Me, you,
two
Matt,
out of five, four Murphy, out of 10. Okay,
well, Lulu. Half. You know, I missed a lot of fraction work when I moved to Florida. I was out of school for 3 months, so carry on.
Blame it on the fractions. True. I hate it. Okay, we're geometry. We're gonna stop.
I know this is not a geometry podcast.
God no. Other factors linked to sleep paralysis are sleeping on your back, restless legs or leg cramps.
Matt has that.
Use of certain medications and substance abuse, or
as I'm drinking,
or certain sleep apnea conditions.
Ooh.
Yep.
I used to think I had sleep apnea.
You might.
I just snore.
Do you stop breathing when you're snoring?
I don't know. Okay. I'm sleeping.
I think there's some apps to help you.
Sleep apnea.
Yeah. Oh. Sleep apnea. Wow. We could be millionaires.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Treating these underlying conditions are really the only way to treat the sleep paralysis and switching sleep positions so that you do not fall asleep on your back.
How do you sleep?
Like a crazy person. That's the next line. It says, I move in my sleep, so I put a pillow under my back.
I put a pillow underneath the, my knees.
I
for my sciatica.
On my stomach or on my side. But if I sleep on my side, I'm so afraid that I'm going to turn over in my back in the middle of the night that I wedge a pillow up under my back so that I can't move. Are
you
that
afraid of accidentally giving yourself sleep paralysis that you put a pillow underneath your back like a baby?
Yeah, or you could sleep with a backpack on. I'm just kidding. I have not thought about this.
I hope you have.
I know, I definitely have. And that's why I have a pillow under my back. Yeah.
Wow.
So what happens during a sleep paralysis episode? Essentially a nightmare, but you're trapped by your own body. You feel as though you're completely awake and for most forced to witness and endure the helplessness and belief of whatever situation you're experiencing is real until you're able to make your way out of the paralysis.
Is there a way to snap yourself out?
Moving the like tiniest movement. So people try with their fingers, toes, neck, shoulders. Any way to do a little movement is how you're going to get out of it or just waiting.
Ugh. Yeah. What if you wait the full 2 minutes for the thing to pop off? You know what I mean?
Or if you can't breathe. I don't know.
Oh, I wasn't even thinking about that. I'm thinking about being raped by a daemon.
So when you're experiencing pressure on the chest and you cannot breathe, some people say they see someone or something sitting on their chest and holding them down. There's an artistic interpretation of this can be seen back as far as the 1700s in painter Henry Fuseli's.
Like the pasta.
Yes. His depiction called The Nightmare, where a demonic presence is seen perched on a woman's abdomen and a black horse with glowing eyes is seen in the background. And I'm going to try to show you the picture. It's not very big.
That's almost exactly how I was picturing them sitting with their knees up to their chest.
Yeah.
Like
it's like a gargoyle demon.
Yeah, like a little gnome.
Mm-hmm. A large number of people, aka I couldn't be bothered to look up the real number because it was like different everywhere.
I feel that.
The website was too vague when I was reading it.
Just omit the number. It solves everything. Yeah.
So a large number of people experience a presence in the room with them. They either see, hear, or feel something in their bedroom. This can be anything from monsters to intruders, ghosts, black figures. What if
you already have a monster in your bedroom?
It's just like another monster then. Yeah.
Will they duke it out?
It's your dream.
Sleep paralysis, man.
Yeah, it's your dream, so.
Get on it, Murphy.
Yeah. black figures are demons. So. What if you realized you were experiencing sleep paralysis and then you went into the lucid dreaming? Okay, I'm going to stop thinking about that because it's scaring
me. And then you fought the demon yourself. Is that where you're going?
No, I would have
asked it out on a date.
Yeah, that's more my speed. I would have
dark like, and mysterious. Shown and him. I just want to get to know you.
I would have shown him my boobs or something. Let me pick him up off the floor.
Oh, sorry, ma'am. I'll be going now.
So, the most well-known.
She's quoting with her fingies.
Entity,
The most weird backwards air
the quote. Most well-known like experience is simply called the sleep paralysis demon.
Okay.
A large number of people have reported seeing a similar being during sleep paralysis episodes. The fact that so many people report seeing the same thing has created an almost lore and belief that they're being visited by the same entity terrorizing everyone. Or like the same type, I guess.
I'm surprised they haven't tried to name the demon.
They have. His name is Sleep Paralysis Demon.
Yeah, but like a cool name like Bagul or, you know.
Bagul. That's
another cool demon name that I can't think of right now.
Bagul. Okay. I'm going to call it Judy.
Because... I'm pretty sure Bagul is a demon name. Okay. I'm like 90% sure, actually. It's the demon from Sinister, the movie. Bagul.
Victims.
Sorry. I interrupted you again.
I'm going to call them victims.
Because they've been victimized by Bagul.
By their own brain. They're victimized by their brain.
Who here has been victimized by their brain?
Yeah. Everyone raise your hands. Okay. Victims report the demon sometimes just standing menacingly in the room with them, watching them as they lay there. The demon has pulled the covers off of some people. Sometimes this demon crawls into bed with them, and the victim can feel the movement of the bed as the being gets closer. It inches its way up the bed and holds down the paralyzed person, applying pressure to their chest, all while this victim cannot do anything but watch in terror.
I'm picturing this fucking sneaky demon getting up in your sheets and going, have you ever heard of a hot box?
Boof.
And then you wake up. And you got some sticky sheets.
I think you're thinking of a Dutch oven.
You are absolutely right. You know, I don't... Yeah, okay. Yep.
That poor demon. Edit that out. Your sleep paralysis demon just...
My sleep paralysis demon is probably the reason I can't remember anything, because he's hotboxing me. It's like, breathe it in, man.
Oh, God. Sometimes victims experiment more... That's not the word I meant to say. Sometimes...
Experience.
Thank you. Sometimes victims experience more than one entity in the room with them, standing over the bed, watching them sleep.
Why? More than one? I don't like... No.
The description of the sleep paralysis demon is almost exactly the same for those who have experienced visits.
Are you burping up that heartburn,
man? I don't know. I just have indigestion. Water. It is a very tall, very skinny, almost skeletal, all black being with long arms and legs and glowing eyes.
Ooh, so it's like Slender Man, but yeah. Without, I don't know.
Yeah.
Slender Man doesn't have glowing eyes.
Sometimes it's said to have horns and claws. Fuck that.
It's Krampus.
It's fucking terrifying. Another common report in sleep paralysis experiences is the Hat Man.
Ugh! Is this Babadook?
I felt
like... Oh my god, is this Babadook?
No, but it felt like that to me.
Maybe that's what Babadook's based off of.
Maybe.
Babadook.
That scared me. I don't remember. I don't remember the movie.
Oh my god, you have to watch it again.
He is similarly... I'm never gonna use that word again.
Similarly,
an all black figure, sometimes with glowing eyes as well. He wears a black long coat and a black broad brimmed hat.
I don't like when they wear clothes.
She likes them naked.
Well, yeah, I don't like that they're pretending to be like classy, but like it just makes, I don't know, it makes it creepier to me. I don't like the top hat. That's fucking weird.
He stands silently in the room.
Oh, probably like twiddling a coin between his fingers. Oh, I don't like it.
Sorry. Yeah. Ugh. Babadook. Duke. Never gonna sleep again. But you so have to. My husband Rich has had quite a few experiences with sleep paralysis, so I asked him some questions about what it was like.
You went full on reporter mode.
I did.
You went to the masses and asked them.
Uh-huh. He is a mass.
He's just tall.
He is a sleep demon. He could
be a sleep demon. Tall, skinny, bony.
He is my sleep demon. He's my sleep demon.
See? I knew you wanted to lucid dream and ask about him on a date.
I'm going to lucid dream a lot more than asking him out on a date. Look at me getting crazy. Loving my husband. Ugh. So gross. Sorry.
Marriage. I love my husband as well.
I asked him if he remembered his first experience or know when it started. He said no, and he only remembers one of them vividly. He thinks it happened maybe 3 or 4 times.
Like in total throughout his life?
Yeah. He said it was only a short period of time, but he doesn't really remember most of it at first when he starts talking about it. After a while,
he's divulging more.
He would tell me about it afterwards.
Is he okay with you talking to me about this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I was gonna record him talking, but
ooh, that would have been cool.
Yeah. I
full on reporter mode.
Was lazy. Anyway.
It's okay.
So from his memory, he thinks it only happened a few times and it was only a short period of time. Like he's 6 months and it wasn't that, because I can remember him talking about it and telling me afterwards in other houses we lived in, mm-hmm. not just where we live now. And
this is still happening now?
No.
Oh.
Aw,
that means he's not stressed.
I think it was more, maybe throughout a year.
Yeah.
That it went on. But it was so hard to ask him questions because I was like, am I triggering you? Is this hard to talk about?
Because, you have to deal with him if he gets into a sleep paralysis thing.
Yeah. But he used to wake up and tell me about it, and I mean, I don't know, maybe I'm just glad he blocked some of it out. But he said all he would just keep saying is, I was awake, I was 100% awake. But then he would experience actually waking up. But he's like, no, I was awake. It was all he would tell me. I was awake. I know this happened. I was awake.
Did he see a demon?
Yeah.
Ugh. What did he say about it?
I'll get to it.
I'm sorry.
I asked him how long each episode lasts for, and he said he's not sure, but it only felt like a few minutes. So they went really quick.
Okay.
And I asked him what he thought triggered it, and he said when he stopped drinking.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I think this was happening before.
It could be.
Because I specifically remember when he stopped drinking.
I do too.
And it was in the house that we live in now. And it's not like he was drinking for a long time either. He had maybe a year where he was just on this rum and coke kick.
Yeah.
And
maybe a little bit longer.
Maybe it was. It was just a real.
It was when we all lived together too.
Yeah, so it was probably
I think maybe when he quit, maybe when he quit smoking. That's probably the more accurate.
It probably was. Are you sneezing? Vomiting?
I thought I had to.
Burping?
I'm sorry. Dust in this
room. Because when he stopped drinking, I remember is the first time we had a mouse in our house. That we live in now. So that was the first time. And recently we had our second time. And
drinking before your wedding.
Really?
Yes, because I remember, I specifically
remember. Well, I lived in my house when I got married.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind then.
Yeah. There's this, like a very common occurrence when people stop drinking.
Oh my God, you're going to tell me a mouse is going to appear when you stop drinking?
Yes, where they see mice and rats. And like, I specifically remember my dad, who was like a lifelong drinker, when he stopped drinking for this very short period of time in the hospital, it was horrible, he was seeing rats. And it's so common that my husband knew about this. What? And when he had stopped drinking, he was like, he's like, this is horrible. He's like, I'm seeing mice. And I'm like,
he thought it was, did yes, he think it was a fake mice?
He thought it was fake and he was imagining it. And I,
well, the only time I've ever seen a fucking rat in real life, I was not sober. I was in New Orleans and it was the size of a cat.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
He's just so pure that, like, it's just so heartbreaking.
And then you're like, well, I guess I'll hide the real rat that I just caught in a trap outside. I don't want to.
So.
Break his heart.
I don't think it was when he had stopped drinking. Anyway, that long tangent, all to say that.
Oh my God. Sorry again, everyone. Jeez.
He does not remember this all accurately. But.
I mean, who among us can actually place time is just a construct.
So I asked him to describe the one that he remembers vividly. And he says he wakes up and he can see into the living room where our front door is from our bed. It yeah. kind of looks out to our living room front door. So he heard something. And he knew it was a dark figure. But he didn't see it. He says sometimes he doesn't see it. He just knows. Other times he has seen the dark figure. But this time in particular, he just heard footsteps.
Tamara, but your house is also haunted. So maybe he's just seeing the haunting. Sorry.
Don't scare me.
My haunting. You said the last time we recorded about the footsteps.
My haunting is not bad. It wasn't footsteps. It was just people saying hi to me.
Okay. All right.
The haunting is not bad.
Next time he has his sleep paralysis, so he's going to be like, they said hi.
The haunting is not bad in my house.
It's, okay. It's sorry.
Go positive. On. I don't know. It's positive. Whatever I have to lie to myself to believe.
Yep.
So when he starts describing this, he's like mixing up a few dreams here to me, I can tell. Because sometimes he's like, I saw it. Sometimes he just heard it. Anyway, so this, he says black shadow figure. He can hear footsteps and it's getting closer to him. He keeps trying to get up and see. And he is stuck and he is fighting and trying to move his shoulders, but he's stuck in the bed, and he describes it as like almost feeling like someone has taken their arms around him and is like bear hugging him from behind, and he can't move. The steps get louder and closer, and at the closer that it got to him, the harder it was for him to move, and that's when he starts to get scared. And in his mind, he's thinking it's an intruder in the house, but it's coming
because he thinks he's awake.
Yeah,
but then what does he think is holding him down?
Ugh. It's coming for him, the, yeah. in his mind, and I asked him, like, do you think it's in your dream, like, do you think it's this being that's holding you down, or is it something else? And he says he doesn't know. So it gets closer and closer to him, and towards the end, it's hovering over his face.
Does he see its face?
No. Ugh. He said it's all black. There's nothing to see. It's just a black figure, like a shadow figure is what he kept saying. And then once it got really close to his face is when he would wake up and realize it was a dream. But in the moment, he was 100% sure he was awake the whole time.
I'm surprised he didn't, like, punch you when he woke up. Like, I wake up swinging.
he was like just I like almost in tears, and I feel bad even saying that, but he it would wake up and just keep telling me, no, I was awake, I was awake, I was awake. Yeah. Sometimes it happened to him early in the night while I was still at work. So this is how I know, like, I still worked nights at Winn-Dixie, and I would come home. I would come home and he would tell me about this situation, like this horrible dream, because he went to bed and he thought I came home. He would like hear me walk in the house and think, oh, Tamara's home, but then realize he's stuck and he can't move. And then this being is coming towards him.
It's been happening for so long.
Right.
Like, you haven't worked nights at Winn-Dixie. Since, like,
the first time I ever remember it happening is when we lived in the house before my house. That's the first time it ever happened to him. And it only happened for maybe the first year that I lived in my house. And I think it was only happening towards the end. Because I moved right when we lost our jobs. Mm-hmm. So it was like right around that time when all of it was happening. So some of it was at our old house. Some of it's in this new house we live in now. God. Which was...
So like
four years ago we moved.
Small span that he's been dealing with. This has been going on for a while.
I feel like just over a year though. But it was around the time that we moved. This was four years ago or something like that.
It hasn't happened recently.
No. No, not at all.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah, so it would be early in the night, and then I would still come home from work and he would, you know, tell me about this horrible dream he had. And sometimes he would tell me it was monsters, which just is so heartbreaking.
It is heartbreaking.
And I asked him if it's the same thing over and over again or if it's different. He said it's always the same concept. Someone's coming to get him.
And I don't like that. Why can't he see their face?
Yeah, and like, to me, you have to realize it's a dream if you're just, as a parent, afraid that the intruder's coming after you.
Yeah, because if you're lucid, if you're awake, your immediate thought's gonna be, where's my kid?
Yeah. I asked him if he has to try to keep himself from having more, or if it's something he thinks about, and he said he's not even worried. It's not even something that he thinks of at all anymore. Which made me feel really bad bringing it up.
Because now you're going to be triggering him.
But now that he's been diagnosed with sleep apnea.
He has?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he has a mask and everything he doesn't wear. Whatever.
Sorry. I'm not laughing that he has sleep
apnea. But he realizes that, like, that could have been an issue.
Yeah.
And
you just told me it was one of the triggers. Yeah.
And... I mentioned,
and that's why he couldn't breathe.
I mentioned to him, you know, do you like not sleep on your back anymore? And he didn't realize that was a real big factor. He goes, he has this like realization while I'm asking him these questions, and he goes, every time it's ever happened in my dream, in the sleep, I was on my back in that dream. He said, I don't know if I was actually on my back. I don't know if I woke up on my back. But he said, every time it ever happened, I was laying on my back and it ended up over me.
Ah. And he hasn't slept on his back.
Right. And because of the sleep apnea and the breathing issues, I don't let him really lay on his back anymore. Or he snores and wakes me up. But he says it's not comfortable. He doesn't like sleeping on his back. But he sleeps on his back all the time. Maybe I shouldn't tell him that. Anyway, he's not worried about it anymore. He doesn't worry, he doesn't think about it. However, when he wakes up now, every time he wakes up, he has to take a moment, look around the room, and try to move to make sure it's real.
Oh.
I know.
That must be so sad to look at. He's just like squeezing his hand.
Yep. Yeah. He says he has to take about 10 seconds now whenever he wakes up to figure out if it's real or not. And I'm like, ugh. Goodness, it's so sad.
I know, my nightmare is real in the morning when I wake up to
Is Matt okay?
God. I wish I was mad. No, that man fucking... That man will sleep through anything. That's why I sleep next to the door.
So, about a year ago, I had my one and only...
A year ago?
My one and only experience about a year ago.
I didn't know it was so recent.
Yeah. I woke up because someone got into our house and they were going towards Emily's room.
In your dream.
In my dream, but I
feel like that's different because in sleep paralysis, they're always coming at you.
I know.
But they're going to Emily's room?
But it's like a huge fear for me. It's a huge fear for me because it just is, as a parent. It
has to be.
Scares the shit out of me. But I was 100% awake. I could not move at all. I couldn't get up. I felt so helpless. I was trying to rustle and get Rich's attention. I just couldn't move and I was so powerless and it's just so dreadful. Because it's just, as your parent, such a horrible fear that you think of every single night.
Mm-hmm. Somebody going to come in and swoop my kid up.
Yeah. So, eventually, I woke up and realized it was a dream.
That's horrifying.
Yeah. So, now I, wedge a pillow under my back. Because I was on my back. I woke up on my back.
I sleep on my back every night.
Huh. Yeah.
Well, hopefully you don't just trigger me.
Yeah, I hope I didn't give you sleep paralysis.
I mean, I don't think it's contagious, but you can definitely implant things into people's heads.
So now I have a funny picture of sleep paralysis that I'm going to show you.
Is it you?
No. It's just funny. It's what I'm keeping.
Is that guy shitting in?
No, he's teabagging.
Oh my God, Tamara.
Describe his picture.
It looks like a gentleman with clown makeup on.
That's a clown.
With his nutsack in some poor man's mouth.
Yes, this poor man is sleeping.
From far away, I thought the clown was taking a shit in this guy's mouth, which is equally as disturbing.
So, just Google.
Great. Google. Thank you for implanting that in my mind.
Sleep paralysis and.
Because you know how I feel about gargling balls, Tamara. You know how I feel about that.
You're right. I particularly know how you feel. You're right. Anyway, that's a magnet you can buy if you just Google sleep paralysis. It's on the Google image.
You know, not a lot of places sell magnets. I'm all about it.
It's a clown.
Stickers are for life.
In business casual, teabagging,
which means
someone who
unbuttoned polo and a tie that's very loose.
Anyway, so I just need that at the end.
Christmas present idea.
I just, I'm afraid of driving home tonight. Because I have to drive home in the middle of nowhere. And I didn't tell you. Oh my God. While I was driving here, it was
another tangent.
Rainy.
Here we go.
It was rainy or misty. And between me and Rel's houses, I have to drive on 95 and it's fucking farms and fields of nothingness. It's so you don't picture South Florida like this, but that's just what it is. And in the middle of one of these fields,
was there a cow?
There was so many cows. That's not it. There was just a guy standing there in a high res vest, one of those bright green ones, in the middle of this field, and it's raining and misty out, and
He's just doing his job, homie.
No, but he wasn't. He was just standing there, and he's this.
Was he waving at you?
No, he's like a mile away, and all he can see is his vest, and he's just standing there in this field, and he's miles away from anything. There's not a truck around him. I don't know how he got there. It was so fucking creepy.
Maybe it's a scarecrow.
I don't think so. I'm pretty sure it was moving, but
maybe he's just taking just a scared stroll. The crap
out of me. And like a feet, like, and like the grass was up to his like knees and waisty area. It was so creepy. Totally. And it was raining. No, I think he was moving.
Scarecrow can move with the wind.
Okay. Ooh. It was terrifying. Anyway. So now I'm going to be even more scared driving home tonight in the dark, in the middle of nowhere, in the woods.
Listen to a happy podcast.
How dare you? No, I have.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I have never been so cheered up as listening to like the Ed Gein series on Last Podcast on the Left. Just listening to Henry go, hey, and do the Ed Gein laugh. It warms my heart.
I've been listening to Ladies and Tangents like nonstop. So.
Well, it seems like it's got you all worked up in a tizzy.
No, they're funny. They're hilarious. So that's my story about teabagging clowns.
That's what the ending needed to be. It's horrifying. I hope I never have to deal with that. I got enough fucking problems when I sleep. I don't need that.
So what's more scary to you?
Back pain. From not sleeping on my back. Like if I have to sleep on my side every night, that's a problem.
No. Sleep paralysis or lucid dreaming? Because for me, I don't know.
Sleep paralysis is scarier. You can't move. At least in lucid dreaming, you can move. You can find the exit.
Have you ever been in a dream and realized you were dreaming?
No. Maybe not.
The only thing I've ever done... Because
if you realize you're dreaming, then you are lucid dreaming. Yeah. Right?
Or I feel like most people just like wake up in that instance... You realize you're dreaming and your body just makes you wake up.
I don't know. I only have bad dreams, really. I don't, like, have good dreams.
I have fucking stupid dreams. But I used to have these really good dreams when I was maybe in, like, middle school. And my dad would always wake me up right when I was, like, deep in the middle of sleep.
Right before the good shit.
And I trained myself to go back into the dream. And I can't do it anymore. But I would, like, he was getting up and getting ready for work.
You're able to, like, pick back up right where you left off.
Yes. And it took me a long time and I learned how to do it. I feel
like that's a type of lucid dreaming. Because I have never been able to do that. Like, there are some dreams, even the bad ones, where I'm like, I need to go back and finish it. Because, like, this motherfucker just killed my dog. You know, like, I need to go back and finish what happened or whatever. And I've never been able to finish it. All I just keep doing is like going over and over in my head what the fuck just happened. And
yeah, I can't do it anymore.
I think you lucid dreamt without even realizing it.
It probably is very close to it. But once I was actually in the dream, it was not like I realized I was asleep. I don't know.
Have you ever had a sex dream that cut off too quick?
Every fucking time.
I've been having a lot of those recently.
Every fucking time. I wonder, like, what that means.
I don't know. Probably should we Google need to it? Have more sex. Yeah. Right now, it's so hard.
It's fucking time for that.
It's a whole thing.
I'm going to Google it. What?
Please talk. I don't want to watch porn right now. I mean, that would be, like, a cool thing about lucid dreaming, but...
That would be the coolest thing.
You could finish.
Just fucking, man.
You could finish it. You know what I mean? It wouldn't, like, cut out, like literally 2 seconds before, and then you wake up and you're like, excuse me! It's not fair.
I know. Is that too much?
Are we recording this?
I am. Anyway...
Later days, bitches. But rate. Also, yeah.
Review.
All of that.
Subscribe, stuff. Follow, like, love.
If you have any stories that you want us to read, send them to fearfulfriendspodcast@gmail.com.
I can't wait. I hope we actually get subscribers and we can do listeners.
I'm going to send the first one in.
Okay.
I'll use my middle name so you won't know.
I will know.
Do you know my middle name?
Yeah.
Is it the same as your middle name?
Oh, wait.
It's very close to your middle name. So I'm not going to send in a story. I don't have any cool stories. Maybe I do, though. Oh, I do have a ghost story. Oh, we should have an episode with just our ghost stories.
I feel like I don't have any ghost stories of my own.
I just have like the one.
People whispering in my hallway.
Hey!
They're like, hey.
Ew.
Hey.
Is that what it was?
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Well, I could tell my one ghost story, and then I could tell the story of, like, how my dog wakes me up all the time in the middle of the night. Literally.
Literally?
I'm not even... I just have to stress this. I am not dreaming when this is happening. This is real because, like, Matt will wake up too and we'll both just be like, what the fuck was that? Murphy will wake up going, ah! And then we'll both get up and he'll just be like, sleeping.
He was having a sex dream. Leave him alone. It's all he gets. I finished, Mom.
Anyways, I want to leave you with that beautiful sound.
Bye-bye.
Bye.